Just one halakha in the laws of Shavuot. Of course, our minhag is to stay up on the night of Shavuot. Kol zeman sheni'ur velomed, as long as he's awake and he's learning, afilu she'ala kevad amud ha-shachar, even though it's amud ha-shachar already, en sarich lafsik kedei litol yadav, v'chein mutar lilech dal ramot v'lo netilat yadayim. Especially according to the Sephardim, that if we stay up all night, we really don't make netilat yadayim with the beracha. So therefore, even though Alot HaShachar comes, he doesn't have to run and make Netilat Yadayim, he's allowed to touch his eyes, all those things only apply if he was actually asleep. But since he stayed up all night, he doesn't have to be concerned about any of those inyanim that he's normally concerned about. Furthermore, when it comes to Alot HaShachar, it's proper for him to stop at that point and say at least the Birkat HaTorah. Because some say the Birkat HaTorah carries you until Alot HaShachar of the next day. And therefore, since you're starting a new day, it would be proper to stop and at that point say the Birkat HaTorah. Furthermore, the Inyan of Kiryat Shema Lamita should be said even on the night of Shavuot. Of course, we're not going to sleep, so before Chatzot, we say the Tikkun of Kiryat Shema Lamita. Our custom anyway is not to say Birkat HaMapil. So anyway, we're not going to say a Beracha regardless. We just read the Tikkun of the Kiryat Shema before Chatzot, like we would do on a regular night. And then we would go back to the regular Tikkun.